Hello, everybody. Saturday, May 6th, 2023. No hard feelings about yesterday, right, with the 10K run. But you've got a heavy day today, and the loading in the bar might feel really different compared to the last time we did this, because you probably didn't run a 10K the day before. So the goal today is not so much to compare yourself to where you were last time this workout came up, it's to lift whatever is appropriately challenging today. That's the goal. So we have 5 sets of 4 on the clean and jerk, and the goal is a power clean and then a jerk. Push jerk or split jerk, your call. Like I said, we've done this previously. You can go back and check your loading, your rest periods, and all that good stuff. Please watch the How to Approach Heavy Days video if you haven't already. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. I've said it before, but I'll say it in case you're new to the program. On something like today where it's 5 sets of 4, it's a heavy loading. Those sets of 4 don't need to be touch and go. So if touch and go treats your body fine, by all means, do touch and go. But there's just some people that you lock out a heavy barbell overhead and then lowering it back down to the front rack position, then back down to your hips, then back down to the floor, does not feel good. It feels like the opposite of health. And if that's, you know, the life that you live, then don't do that to yourself. Doing 4 quick singles as each one of your sets of 4, fitness will still be achieved. You'll still get ferociously strong. Life will be good. The point is to make good decisions for your body so that you're working out for decades to come. So no need to do touch and go. For the wild card option, we have the power snatch. So if, you know, still not going below parallel on either one, taking it from the ground overhead, one just passes through the front rack position, one does not. So if you're clean and jerk, you're pretty happy with that, but it's your power snatch that you feel needs a bit more work, then the wildcard option has you covered. For the scaled option, we are reducing the complexity a little bit by taking out the push jerk or the split jerk. So it's going to be 5 sets of 4 power clean and then push press. And I think that's going to be a really good option for a lot of people. Again, you'll get plenty strong as you still develop on the side those other shoulder overhead techniques. The limited equipment crew, they've got power cleans, single arm rows, single leg deadlifts, push jerks, the whole nine yards with, you know, a pair of 50 pound dumbbells for men, 35s for women is what most people have. But if you have options or other dumbbells available that make better sense for you, be it lighter or heavier, feel free to use them. And as I've always said, even if you have a barbell, if you haven't done a heavy day with the dumbbells, you are missing out on a very special treat. The variance is incredible and it will make you stronger because it's probably going to hit you in some way. It finds some area that somehow you've been neglecting. The dumbbells will find it. So whether you've got a barbell or whether you get dumbbells, it's going to be a great heavy day and we'll shake out how the body feels from that 10K run. And for most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. You have most certainly earned it. Enjoy it and I'll see you back here on Monday.